With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. 2 years ago, Aaron Miller was elected to represent the 59th State House District. The Republican is running for another two-year term to represent the district, which includes all of St. Joseph and most of Cass County. Aaron Miller, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
Please reintroduce yourself to the audience and tell us what you would like to do if you get another 2 years in the State House.
Sure. Well, for listeners up here, my name is Aaron Miller. I am no stranger to this area up here in Kalamazoo. I'm a WMU grad, but I have lived in Sturtis my entire life. And last 2 years, I've enjoyed serving in the State House here in Michigan. And it's been good to focus on the process for me. I know anybody can do what he or she wants up in Lansing. Last 2 years, I've focused on the process and focused on educating myself for each bill, anything that comes up. And that's what I focus on for the next 2 years. If given the opportunity, I hope to keep learning. And a lot of people will say, you know, you get your feet wet after 2 years. And I laugh because I feel like I'm still getting my feet wet. But I look forward to learning more, continuing to do a better job for my constituents down there in the 59th.
One of the things you say on your website is that you are an independent voice, and you say while you're a conservative and you will vote with the Republican Party most of the time, there are times that you will also cast a different vote. Can you give a couple of specific examples where you and the Republican Party have parted company?
Yeah, there's one bill I can think of that is not, it has not come up for a vote, but there's a bill that gets rid of the calendar, the school calendar, as a bargaining item for unions and who they're bargaining with. And I just disagree with that. I think it's a common sense thing to have on the bargaining table. It's not a huge groundbreaking issue, but that's just one that I can think of that it's pretty public at this point where I sit. It just hasn't come up for a vote, but I just happen to differ from who introduced it, from most of my colleagues will probably vote for it. I differ from them on that certain bill.
So teachers, as you're saying, should be able to negotiate the school calendar when they're hammering out a contract with their district. That should be part of what they negotiate.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty common sense item. It's not, I don't think it has too much to do with education, but it should be up to the control of the local teachers, at least as a bargaining item. I mean, they don't get to control it, but I think they should definitely have a say in it. And when I was teaching, I got to see that play out, and it worked just fine. I don't think it was a problem. So I'd like to see that stay the way it is.
As a teacher, you've also said that you have some problems with teachers and school districts really being evaluated based on standardized test scores. What's a better way of doing some sort of evaluation of whether teachers are doing the right thing in the classroom?
Well, I think teachers will always have to be evaluated on something, and student growth is definitely better than just how they do on the test. I think if you measure a child, and I taught ninth graders, so let's just use ninth graders for an example. If you can prove to a principal or your board of education that, well, look at Joey here, he improved greatly over the year. He's still not doing so hot. He's still not maybe doing, you know, great things on the test at the end of the year, but if I can say he improved greatly, I think that should show at least some of my measure as a teacher. What we had in Indiana when I taught down there is something that I think definitely needs to be implemented in Michigan, and I think it is to some level, but when we were giving our test for ninth grade math down there, Algebra 1, if a student essentially flopped or did not try on the test, which happens a lot, mm-hmm. It happens way too much. I would love to see that change, but it's a reality. When that happened, their test wasn't thrown into the mix. And any teacher listening right now this morning would probably get really big eyes with that. But that's something that makes sense that you have to ask yourself about is, can a teacher affect if a student actually tries? And I'd have kids, you know, it was on a computer, so they can't throw their pencil down, but they would basically sit back, fold their arms, and slouch the rest of the time, and that was it. They didn't really want to try. That should be something that's common sense that we talk about here in Michigan. And whether that's a Department of Ed issue or a legislative issue should be taken a look at.
Your time in the state legislature has been dominated, I think we could say, by the Flint water crisis. Mm-hmm. What lessons have you as an individual legislator learned from that?
I think we need to be open as a legislature. We need to, a lot of people have said, open it up to FOIA, and that would not be quite possible given how much constituent email, constituent mail comes through that has sensitive information. What we did as a legislature that I think is a step in the right direction is the House side passed a package of bills called LORA, like FOIA. I call it FOIA's sister. It's called the Legislative Open Records Act. And it has not passed into law yet, but I think it's a step in the right direction. It opens up the legislature largely. Again, it keeps constituent contact. It keeps that away from open records, but it opens up the legislature and the governor's office to open records laws. And I think that's a step in the right direction because anything that's open, anything that is transparent, tends to be honest or tends to be held honest.
We have about 30 seconds left. I want to go back to what you said at the beginning about getting your feet wet and still kind of learning. You know, if at the end of this term, you'll be a third of the way through the time you're allowed as a state lawmaker. Does that give you any sort of thought about what we should be doing with term limits? Should we extend them? Should we get rid of them?
Yeah, actually, my seatmate, Ed McBroom, he's termed out, oddly enough, well, coincidentally enough, but he has three proposals about term limits. And my name is on all of them, so I believe in them. One is to get rid of them. One is to take it to a 16-year total. You get 16 years in serving the House and or the Senate. And another one just lengthens what we have now. And I think one of those is absolutely necessary because of how much damage term limits has done in Michigan. A lot of people won't think that. A lot of people will hear what I'm saying and completely disagree. But I think they've done a lot of damage here in Michigan.
Aaron Miller, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
State Representative Aaron Miller is running for re-election in the 59th District. That includes all of St. Joseph and most of Cass County. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.